Nolte, Nora O'Donnell exiting CBS Evening News anchor desk. By John Nolte on July 31, 2024. After 5 years mostly in third place, Nora O'Donnell is leaving the CBS Evening News. After this year's election, I've decided I will be leaving my role as anchor and managing editor of the CBS Evening News to take on a new position at the network, she wrote to her staff. We just celebrated an amazing 5 years together. I love what I do, and I am so fortunate to work with the best journalists and people in the business. The once venerable evening newscast anchored by Walter Cronkite for 20 years and then Dan Rather for another 14 has never recovered from the black eye of what became known as Rathergate. In the heat of the 2004 presidential election between Senator John Kerry, DMA, and incumbent Republican President George W. Bush, Dan Rather and CBS News used phony documents to claim Bush had gone AWOL from his time with the Texas Air National Guard. To the network's great disgrace, Rather's hoax was debunked online by everyday bloggers who almost immediately realized the documents were created by Microsoft Word and could not have possibly come from an early 1970s era typewriter. After Rather was asked to leave the CBS anchor chair, former Face the Nation anchor Bob Schieffer stepped in from 2005 to 2006. Then came Katie Couric's disastrous 2006 to 2011 run. Harry Smith arrived for part of 2011, followed by Scott Pelley from 2011 to 2017, followed by Anthony Mason for 6 months, followed by someone named Jeff Glore from 2017 to 2019, followed by a couple months of rotating hosts, followed by O'Donnell. O'Donnell will stay with CBS doing other stuff. The far-left Variety reports. CBS News has not named a replacement for O'Donnell. Among those who could be viewed as potential replacements are Margaret Brennan, the Face the Nation moderator, or Major Garrett, the Washington correspondent, both of whom sometimes fill in when O'Donnell is off or on assignment, James Brown, the NFL Today moderator and CBS News special correspondent, who also fills in on occasion, or weekend anchors Jerrica Duncan or Adriana Diaz. Like it matters. The new boss is always the same as the old boss. Everyone bends over to accept the Democrat Party talking points. Everyone lies. The song will always remain the same. Kamala was never America's borders are hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7 hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. The Biden sharp as attack hoax. Watch, New York Times now admits Hunter's laptop is real. Watch the media when the story first broke. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.